Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 996, for Saturday, January 11th, 2025. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. After a big jump in views across the board last week, big jump, I mean, like, the number 10 had about, 3,000, 3,200 more than the number 10 the previous week. And down at number 20, it was even more. But we see a not as dramatic, but still a more than 2,000 view jump between the positions at numbers 10 and 20. So up we go as usual here in early January. Down three spots to number 20, Dune Imperium by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 21,135 views. That's a decline of 169, or 0.8%, yet it loses three positions because, again, here at the number 20 position, 2,300 more than last week's number 20. Climbing three to 19, Dune Imperium Uprising by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 21,396, 260 more than its elder brother, but a gain of 14%, only three positions. After climbing nine last week from 35 to 26, up eight more to 18, Forest Shuffle by Kosh, published by Lookout Games, with 22,139, about 750 more than Uprising, and a gain of 34%. After 2 weeks at number 15, stepping back two spots to number 17, Andromeda's Edge by Luke and Maximus Laurie, published by Cardboard Alchemy, with 23,692. That's 1,500 more than Forest Shuffle, a gain of 5.5%, but down two positions. Holding steady at number 16 for the second week, Spirit Island by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games, with 23,811. Just 119 more than Andromeda's Edge, a gain of 9%, but it holds position, 9% being a gain of nearly 2,000 views from last week. Actually, this is the fifth week that Spirit Island has been in either position 16 or 17 on the list. After popping into the top 10 for a week, down from 9 to 15, Heat by Asger Harding Granerud and Daniel Skjold Pettersen, published by Days of Wonder, with 25,692, 1,900 more than Spirit Island, but a decline of 4.7%. Falling back 3 to 14, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games, with 26,052, 360 more than Heat, a decline of just 0.6%. Holding at number 13 for the second week, Far Away, by Johannes Guppy and Corentin Lebrat, published by Pandasaurus Games, with 26,316, about 260 more than Brass, and a gain of 5.4%. Similarly to Heat, after popping into the top 10 for a week, down 2 to 12, Terraforming Mars by Jacob Frixelius, published by Stronghold Games, with 26,349, 33 more than Far Away, a decline of just 0.3%. And just like those two games I just mentioned, these three games are the ones that went into the top 10 last week, now all falling right back out. From 8 to 11, Sky Team by Luc Raymond, published by Scorpion Maskey, with 27,748, 1,400 more than Terraforming Mars, a decline of 1.8%, but still three position drop. In addition to those three that I just mentioned, Sky Team, Terraforming Mars, and Heat, also falling out of the top 10 this week from 4 to 37, the former number 1, Mistborn, the deck-building game. Number 10. Civolution by Stefan Felt, published by Deep Print Games, with 28,618. 870 more than Sky Team, a gain of 10% as it moves up just two positions from 12 to 10. It's been out of the top 10 for 2 weeks. It charted at 11 and 12. The difference between this week's number 10 and last week's is 2,200 more here for Civolution. Number 9, Fromage by Matthew O'Malley and Ben Rossett, published by Road to Infamy Games, with 29,294. 676 more than Civolution, a gain of 39%, as after taking a precipitous drop, it was number 1 3 weeks ago, then fell back to number 10, last week down to number 18, now bounces back up 9 to 9. Number 8, Wingspan by Elizabeth Hargrave, published by Stonemaier Games with 29,385. Just 91 more than Fromage, a gain of 25% from last week, where it was, I forgot to notate it here. I guess it was like around 14-ish last week. So it was the first time back in the top 10 in a year. Last year, in the first 2 weeks of January, it charted at number 8 and number 7. Part of the reason it was pulled up last year was due to its cousin Wormspan showing up. I think that was part of the reason. I mean, Wingspan has always performed well in the first couple weeks of January over the last several years. And there is a new game that's been announced in the Span line, but this data was taken on Wednesday, which was the same day it was announced. So that data, that's reflected on Thursday. So that's not included in these numbers. Number 7, Duel for Middle Earth by Antoine Bauza and Bruno Catala, published by Repos Production, with 29,417, just 32. More than Wingspan, only 123. More than Fromage, a decline of just 0.4%, as it loses one position from last week and does not chart in a position that is a multiple of 3. Number 6, Slay the Spire, the board game, by Gary Dworetsky, Anthony Giovanetti, and Casey Yano, published by Contention Games, with 29,957, 540 more than Duel for Middle-Earth, a gain of about 5% as it steps up one position for the second week in a row, from 8 to 7 to 6. It also becomes, in its 20th week, the 52nd game to have 20-plus weeks on the chart. And so Duel for Middle-Earth, if it had had just 541 more views, it would have stayed in number 6 and been able to keep that streak going. But then again, if it had had just 124 fewer views, it would have fallen all the way down to number 9 and been able to keep that streak going. Ah, well. Number 5, Harmonies by Johann Benvenuto, published by Libelud, with 39,559, 9,600 more than Slay the Spire, a slight decline of just 318 views, or 0.8%, allows it to stay at the number 5 position, because very similarly to last week, the gap between the top 5 and the rest of the list is about 10,000 views. Number 4, Arcs by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games, with 46,833. That's 7,300 more than Harmonies. It's a slight gain of 2.5%, but it falls back two positions to the lowest spot it has held in 2 months, going back to November 9th. Number 3, Arc Nova by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games, with 53,322. 6,500 more than Arcs on an 18% increase. So that's why it was able to handily sidestep Arcs and hold on to its number 3 position. Number 2, SETI by Tomasz Holek, published by Czech Games Edition with 58,867, 5,500 more than Ark Nova, and it continues to gain, up 3.7%. That's a gain of about 2,000 views, so comparable to what we're seeing at the number 10 and number 20 positions. It's holding steady, but it's not enough for it to be able to hold on to the number one spot where it was last week. Number one, Aridia by Cody Miller, published by Far Off Games, with 72,132, 13,000 clear of SETI. Aridia returns to the chart for the first time in about 3.5 years, charting for the sixth time. The subtitle of Aridia is The Paths We Dare Tread, and when it was originally launched, again many years ago, it was referred to as, quote, a green legacy game, because it allows for a complete reset of the game. It's an open-world, campaign, cooperative, fantasy, role-playing game, more or less. That mark of 72,000 is good enough for number 76 on the most views in a week list all time. For Saturday, January 11th, 2025.